From St. Mark's Episcopal Church in Houston, Texas, a joyful Christian community, this is Soulful Sundays, a weekly podcast of our 5 o'clock service. I'm Patrick Miller, director of St. Mark's. Welcome.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. Glory to you, Lord Christ. The apostles said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." The Lord replied, "If you had faith the size of a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it would obey you. Who among you would say to your slave, who has just come in from plowing or tending sheep in the field, 'Come here at once and take your place at the table'? Would you not rather say to him, 'Prepare supper for me, put on your apron and serve me while I eat and drink? Later you may eat and drink.' Do you thank the slave for doing what was commanded? So you also, when you have done all that you were ordered to do, say, 'We are worthless slaves. We have done only what we ought to have done.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. I was invited a couple weeks ago to drive up to Lufkin, Texas, and give the opening stewardship sermon to the good people of St. Cyprian's Episcopal Church in Lufkin, where my friend Ralph Morgan is the rector. And I accepted that invitation and went there and was there this morning. And so I'm hot off the road. I feel like a good old-fashioned itinerant preacher, moving from town to town to bring the gospel of our Lord Jesus to everybody he sees. And so today's gospel, well, that's fun. And so I was looking at it and kind of toying with it as a how to make that into a stewardship sermon. Y'all are all worthless people. You should just do what you're supposed to do. And so basically I stood up in front of the congregation there and I went, "Give money to St. Cyprian's. Amen." And just sat down. But to break apart our sweet little gospel for you just real quick, it's in chapter 17. And in chapter 17 we are on a journey. You may or may not remember, we've been on this journey since chapter 9. In chapter 9 is the Mount of Transfiguration story. Jesus comes down off the mountain, he encounters the disciples, and then he sets his face to Jerusalem, which is a great, wonderful phrase. It basically means to set his intent. We all do it. You put your face where you are going to go, and you go there. He sets his face to Jerusalem. And ever since then, we've been on a little road show of our own with him. He encounters leaders, religious leaders. He encounters new believers. He tells parables. He tells stories. He tells teachings. And where he's going, he's coming down from the Galilee area, which is really green. And he's coming down along the Jordan River, which is turning more and more deserty as he goes. He's probably going to make a right turn at Jericho. Jericho has a big oasis, lots of water there, to make the final 30 minutes, 30 miles, 40 miles to Jerusalem itself. So he's on this walking. And so can you imagine, as you're going along and, you know, you've been with him for a while and you're just kind of hanging out and, you know, like, "Increase our faith." And the Lord, Jesus, goes, "Yeah, right. If you had the faith of a mustard seed, you could tell this plant to be uprooted and flung 60 miles into the Mediterranean Sea, or maybe 80 miles behind us to the Sea of Galilee. But hey, Joker, here's got something for you. Who among you has somebody who works for you that when they're done working, they come in and you're like, 'Oh, let me make you breakfast.' No, you say to the people who work for you, 'Make my breakfast. And when you're done, you can have yours. Remember who you work for.'" And he keeps walking. You could see the apostles going, "Last time we do that, Last time we make that joke. Last time we do anything. And it just is like, whoa, well, sorry about that. Okay, got it. We know who we work for. And it just reminds us that everyone in the room, myself included, we are creatures. We are created things. We didn't make ourselves. And all that we have and all that we are does not really, at the end of the day, belong to us. And there's your setup for a stewardship sermon. I was laughing with the members of that church because their rector, Ralph, and I have been friends for a very long time. He and I became friends when I was 17 and he was about 24. And we were counselors at a summer camp at Camp Allen together. And over the course of our lives, we have either worked as youth ministers with each other, around each other, gone to seminary to be ordained together, just kind of moving through life together, walking through marriages, walking through new babies, walking through all of that together. And about 2 years ago, he was driving down Highway 59 with his wife, and a semi-trailer was perpendicular to 59 and without its lights on, and he and his wife just slammed into that. And they were life-flighted to Tyler, and life-flighted, and there's just a mess. And one of the things that I told that congregation was, thank you. Thank you, congregation of St. Cyprian's, for sticking with my injured friend, for rallying around him, for loving him and his wife, for healing and helping them heal. You all did what you're supposed to do. It's what congregations do. We rally around each other. And then I started thinking about, you know what, we got to keep saying thank you. And so I feel like if you're doing a stewardship sermon, you have to start with gratitudes, and you have to start with thanking you. Particularly those of you here right now who have been with us, it'll be 5 years in December at the 5 o'clock service, coming and supporting and loving on Cameron and her team, her band, for stepping up to be lay readers, to be ushers, to participate in inviting others to this. They tell you that in church work, you need people who have the four W's. You need people who are willing to work, who show up and are going to sit out there and greet and help. You need people who are going to witness. You need people who are going to take what they learn from here and go out into their various circles of friends and invite them in to say, there are some really great things going on at St. Mark's and you need to know about it. I'm going to tell you how great it is to witness about it. You need people who are wise. And wisdom doesn't necessarily mean age. It just means people who understand stuff. Every year when we pick a vestry, or every year that we pick a school board, or every year that we pick people to chair things, we look for wisdom, for people who can say, oh yeah, I know all about that. I know all about land. I know all about money. I know all about accounting. I know all about organizations. And then you need wealth. You need people who are willing to take their money and give it sacrificially to it. When you look for people, you look for people who have one or two or three or maybe all four of those. So in a stewardship sermon, I don't need everybody to be the wealthy ones. I don't need everybody to be the witness ones or the worker ones. I need people to be one of the four. We need you. This gospel needs you. This work that we do needs you. And that's thank you for providing one or all four of those to this place. You stand in a line of 80 years of people who have worked hard to make this place go. But not only that, you stand in a line of people all the way back to that road to Jericho, that road that Jesus is on, all the way to Jerusalem. Those people, you stand with them. Everybody in their turn and in their generation preparing for the next people to come. So, thanking you from the people 50 years from now who will remember there was a time, 2019, there's a group of people And they kept St. Mark's going to proclaim Jesus as Lord. And boy, we're grateful. Amen.
This episode was produced by St. Mark's Episcopal Church in Houston, Texas. Special thanks to our band, led by Cameron Deason-Hammond, and featuring Jeremy Nuncio, Asher Pudlow, and Andrew Gordon. Join us every Sunday for Soulful Sundays at 5 p.m. at St. Mark's, 3816 Bel Air Boulevard in Houston, Texas, or visit us online at stmarks-houston.org.